You're watching Stand Up on the Spot, new episodes every other Monday on this channel. Are you subscribed yet? Come on, let's do it today. Leave a like and a comment while you're here as well. It helped me out a lot. Your support means everything. Love you guys. What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and this is Stand Up on the Spot. You guys are going to have to pace yourself. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off of what you yell out. Who is ready to kick this thing off? What do you say, huh? Could I get a suggestion?
ACL porta-potty.
ACL porta-potty? That's like the brand of the porta-potty.
Austin City Limit porta-potty.
Music Festival toilet.
Mother-in-law.
Everybody stop for a second. I like how three different people were explaining porta-potties to me. And this guy's like, my mother-in-law. That's what makes me think of porta-potties. She's the worst. Sir, do you not like your mother-in-law?
I guess, maybe.
Is your wife here with you tonight? Do they not get along?
Actually, my mother loves him. It's his mother that's the royal bitch.
She just took a dump on your family name, dude. Porta potties, let's go. Dude, you know it's serious anytime somebody adds royal in front of it. She's a royal bitch. Also the most white thing you can say. She's royally a bitch. It's passed down from generations and generations. Sir, have you ever had sex in a porta potty?
No.
No.
Nor do I wish to.
I wasn't going to ask you. Okay, cool. Porta potties. I think that, do you ever do the hold your breath technique before you go? I mean, you have to. I play saxophone, and that's one of the skill sets. I'm like, also, I'm very good at cunnilingus. Wow, I'm about to pass out. I really held my breath during that whole time. Can I get my next suggestion?
Detransitioning?
Now. we're in Austin, Texas.
If you can transition, why can't you detransition? I'm just putting it out there, man. It's just a thought. I'm not on one side of the political fence or the other, but these are the questions that we have to ask ourselves in the society that we're living in. I'm not saying that I don't like trans people, but I'm not saying that I do like trans people.
Let's grab another suggestion. Huh?
Magicians.
I have lots of material on that. And what else? Aliens. And what else we got over here? Amazon delivery. And what was this over here? I'm going to need you to say that 6 more times for me to understand you. What is it?
Seahorse.
Where are you from? You said seahorse? Seahorse sex? Is that a roast on my nose, dude? What was that, man? So detransitioning. Oh, man. You said Amazon Prime delivery? It's too fast. It's too fast these days. Kids don't respect the wait time in a catalog. In a catalog. I used to order skateboards in a catalog that I would write a check or a money order or something, and then you just wait. The mail truck goes by, and you go, I guess there's always tomorrow. There was something about, you know, the excitement of not knowing exactly when it was supposed to be delivered. You don't get a notification, a picture sent to you. It's on your doorstep. Walk outside. Because I know you haven't walked outside in days. We're so lazy now. That used to get us out of the house. We used to run to the mailman or the mailwoman who'd come by. Anything for me? I don't know why I feel like I grew up in the 50s, apparently. Maybe it's the hair, I don't know. Nothing for me, mailman? See you tomorrow, Jim. Let's grab one more suggestion.
Pickleball.
What was this?
Late coworkers.
Late coworkers? You say late? Okay. You said as in debt?
Dead.
Dead. Really?
Is it dead? You know, late.
Who would have thought? Are you super British? Coworkers who are late, who have passed away. Coworkers who are no longer with us. Very sad. It's very sad. I immediately thought late coworkers, coworkers on their periods. Like, she hasn't hit it yet. You know, something's a little. So we're both weird in different ways. What about up here? A suggestion from the front row. What do you think? You are technically in the front row, yeah. I was trying to let some of my black friends up here give a suggestion, and this guy's like, pickleball. Come on, man. I got in my pickleball.
Terrible dancers.
Terrible dancers. People think that I would be a terrible dancer. and I am. Guys, who's ready to kick this show off? What do you say, huh? Comedian coming to the stage. I'm going to be bringing up legend after legend on this show. This is one of the best shows and lineups at the festival. I'm very proud of this lineup. Very excited that it's here at Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Make some noise for yourselves, guys. This next comedian has multiple comedy specials. He's a juggernaut. I always love watching him. He's a master of crowd work, and you guys are going to love him. Please welcome the great Ian Bagg to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Hey, give it over Jeremiah, everybody. Come on. Yes. Welcome to the Tornado Show. This is where we're all going to die, huh? In the middle of a storm. This place seems up to code. We'll be fine. So I'm supposed to ask you guys something, and then you're supposed to tell me something, and then this happens. So, all right. Let's go with the black people. Black people, what do you got for me? Sorry, you too. Sorry.
Seasoning food.
All right. I like the way you've got an empty dish and fury in your voice when you said that. Seasoning food, what the fuck is with that? Food truck that's in the back. What did you get? What did you have seasoned?
I got the sliders.
They're the sliders? You don't season sliders. They come pre-seasoned. That's beef from Dallas and this area. It's already got anger in it. That's Republican fucking beef right there. That's why you have to put mayonnaise on a slider to fucking calm it down a little bit. Something with no seasoning to fucking make it go down easier so you don't get diarrhea later. What's your favorite seasoning? You seem, are you a chef? What's that?
I can cook.
That is not what I said. I said, are you a chef? We can all cook, but not everybody should be paid for it. I feel like we're in a fight right now. I feel like I thought I was going to break through and bring the races together. Instead, I'm just getting us further apart with a line of paprika between us. Oh, my God. And I like the way you've been holding the seasoning in for a long time. I'll tell you why white people suck. Fucking seasoning. You guys can make Jamaican spice fucking bland. Come on now. What is your favorite food? I don't know, fish? I don't know either. Is there somebody we can call for right now to find out what your favorite food is? Because you say it, but you don't believe it. You fucking totally lied to me, trying to get into my heart with your fucking, I don't know, fish, like we're gonna walk out of here in the middle of this storm and go fishing together? Sorry, buddy, you lost your friend. I'm buddies with him now. Me and that guy are the Starsky and Hustra fitching in this fucking neighborhood. How long you been friends with the old spicy guy? What's that? 2 years? How old are you guys? How old are you?
30.
30? Oh, fuck. You gotta make friends before that. 28's a long time to hold a lot of anger in, not trust another black man. Did you have to ask him when you first met him? Where are you from? Did you have to ask him that? Where are you from? I live next to you. Holy fuck, we should have been friends before this. You live beside each other and you didn't meet until you're 28? Is one of you blind? I'm guessing it's Spice that's blind and that's how he finds people to hang with. He thought you were Indian for 4 years. And that's why he wanted to talk about Spice. He wanted to talk to you. He wants to talk to you about the spices you've been using. You've been stinking up the neighborhood. You're your best friends and stuff, but come on now. Oh, my God. That guy is not your friend. Look at that truck driver right there. Looking like Reginald Denny sitting beside you guys. All right, there's a couple of people old enough. Back in 94, there were some riots. And there was a guy, a white guy in a truck that drove right through the riots, and he got beaten up. Looked like you. So I'm not saying this is not a good area for you to sit in, but fuck, you should get the fuck out of here right now. You should take your Bud Lights and get out of here. Only one guy in here with a Bud Light and he's got a girl beside him. Have you not seen any of the commercials lately? You're supposed to have a dick beside you, son. What spice do you like? I don't even know if I'm doing this shit right. Fucking have no idea. I just got off a plane. I've been sitting on a plane for 3 hours because somebody got run over by a fucking plane at the fucking airport. Yeah, then they just leave us there. Fucking when I went to the airport this morning in L.A., a cat was hit on the fucking runway, and then I get here, and so it's just gonna get worse. It's just gonna get fucking worse. And now there's a tornado coming. It's fucking crazy. And you guys don't even know because you're inside. Fucking weather's shitty out there. Fucking it's horrible. Your hair is gonna be fucking lovely, but the rest of us, oh, you too. Fucking that's really weird that there's fucking bookends of beautiful hair. Is this festival sponsored by Pantene? What the fuck's going on here? Are you bald or are you fucking? Because black guys do that thing. Yeah, I fucking knew it. I knew it. Black guys do that thing where they look like they're bald and then they took off their fucking hat and just fucking comes out like a waterfall. Beautiful hair. Fuck. Shwa, shwa, shwa. And it's that rough hair that scrapes your face when you get hit by it. Feel his hair and then you guys feel each other's hair. Fucking right now, let's bring these people together. Lean over top of fucking Smelly Spice and fucking feel his hair. Did you say no? No, I'm not touching a white man's hair. Especially one that's drinking a Bud Light and fucking touches his hair. Next thing you know, getting a squeezer in the fucking parking lot. A squeezer out by the old fucking... Oh, my God. I'm sorry, ma'am. I can tell you're laughing a little bit but upset at the same time. You're trying to hide in your turtleneck. I like the turtleneck. They're sexy. I guess I gotta get another thing, or because I've only used one thing from you people. Spices, and I'm gonna fuck up this taping for YouTube. Okay, that guy, just shut the fuck up. Let somebody else. I heard you the whole time. My fucking mother-in-law, fucking blah, 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 just fucking yelling the whole time. That guy's been waiting for this night his whole life. I'm gonna say some shit. I'm gonna say some shit. Now it explains the Bud Light. Fucking short shorts and a fucking man bun? What the fuck are you doing here, bud? There's a male strip club missing one of their dancers right now. And as soon as I said fucking beautiful hair, he's like, I better get involved in this. I got it in the bun, but I'm gonna bring it down. All right, somebody else, fucking table of girls, fucking you say something. No, I said girls, you fucking cross-eyed son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, table of girls, another fucking man. Better listen to me, fucking I'm in charge, blah, blah, blah. Don't let those bitches vote. And good for you, ma'am. Good for you for wearing a fanny pack the way it's supposed to be worn. This new generation has no idea it's around their tit. No, it goes around your puss. That's why they call it a fanny pack, to keep keeps your goods warm, lets you know where the condoms are. Sorry. Retirement plans? Holy fuck. How old do I look? Just fucking ring that. This guy needs a retirement plan. We should probably talk. Do you work for a company that has retirement plans? Like, is there something? Did you just get laid off? Like, fuck, who? How old are you? Why are you bringing that up? Nobody thinks about that. Oh, the future's coming. Like that guy in fucking Spice, you're like, oh, what about when I'm 60? Definitely a table full of lesbians if they're fucking... If they're worried about a retirement plan, that's a sister-sister right there. That's how lesbians wave at each other right there. The old, hey girl. There's your retirement plan right there. Front row sucks. Other than the black people, fucking white people are nervous. They're like, we gotta finish gentrifying this area. I think I'm supposed to wrap it up because I seen a light over there. So let's welcome back Jeremiah. Big hand for Jeremiah, everybody. Big hand for Jeremiah. Did I do it right? Okay.
Keep it going for Ian back.
Oh, man. I love fake applause.
We're going to take a couple suggestions together, see what we can do with them. So what do we got?
Spice Girls. Of course it's that guy. Abortion care? Nobody cares if there's an abortion. This is Texas. Why would you bring that up? Fucking everybody got nervous as soon as you brought that up. This looks like the place that has an abortion place out the back. Oh, sure, it looks like a food truck, but it's nothing but hangers. Sorry, I don't even know. Was that what we're supposed to do? I have no idea what we're fucking supposed to do.
Hey, man. I'm just trying not to get in your way right now. You're killing, dude. You're killing. I had an idea, but next suggestion. Was this over here? Spaghetti. Have you ever... Chinese
food. Fucking boring white food.
We've got spaghetti and Chinese food
so
far.
Spaghetti and Chinese food?
But the person who yelled out Chinese food, anybody, somebody says it Chinese, like, Chinese! I'm always like, what's going on here?
Chinese. The Orientals are making some food.
Yeah.
I know they're rugs, but they like their food too.
They say that, and Italians hate this, they say that spaghetti originated in Asia and not in Italy.
Who says that?
Asian people.
Oh. I don't know if you've ever been to China, but they do a lot of knockoffs there. So, I'm going to guess it was the Italians. And then the Chinese said, ha ha. Whole Foods, one rich guy in the fucking crowd.
Whole Foods.
TikTok dances. TikTok dances? You're interesting.
Also, another tip for the show. When we say it, that usually means we're going to take that one, so it doesn't have to keep being Tourette's over and over.
But the crowd, like when the crowd shuts it down, he yelled out Whole Foods, and then everybody else like, nope.
We don't like it.
We're going on to TikTok dances.
Yeah.
And abortion care. It's weird that the lesbians yelled out abortion care. What do they care?
Yeah.
Unless they slip and jizz, they got nothing to worry about. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Holy fuck. Oh. Holy shit. That was very impressive. Fucking very impressive. Originated in China, but very impressive. The splits, the Romanians are known for them, but really it was China.
It was really China. Do you feel like we're too old to learn TikTok dances?
Yeah, fuck, I am for sure. You just did that. You can get 100,000 followers just from that. People, he's crazy.
That's a slipping jizz guy.
Have you seen our substitute teacher? He's fucking doing a TikTok dance.
I do have substitute teacher energy for sure.
Anybody want to watch a movie?
Class, it's going to be a little bit more fun today. Let's grab another one over here.
Oh, I didn't know. Just let me know when I'm supposed to leave. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like...
We'll take one or two more suggestions and then let you be on your merry way.
I didn't know if you're like just quiet. Ian, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm like, Ian, leave.
I did that once I was at the Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club, and I was hosting, and there was a comedian on stage. Not a comedian, a magician, and he was weird, old-fashioned, and he had a lot of birds, and he'd let them out. You know, the birds. And everybody that you work with is a comedian's a dick, right? And I wasn't paying attention. They're like, Ian, the magician's off. So I ran on stage, and the guy's like this. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? He's like releasing birds, and I'm getting in the way. And then he's afterward, I had two more birds. This one's dead because you fucking interrupted. And I'm like, fucking Jeremy Hotz is an asshole. Anyways. They never let me host again there.
That was the last one?
That was the last one. They're like, maybe it's time for you to fucking headline.
Yeah.
You killed a magician's bird. Time for you to move on.
That's your rite of passage as a comedian when you kill the magician's bird. You're a headliner now.
Otherwise known as abortion care. That's what I mean. I snuck up and I didn't let that birdie live, but he had no place to go.
Let's grab one more suggestion over here.
Him again. I feel like that guy's a midget with a deep voice.
Keeps changing.
Magicians! Then he gets up, hops off his chair, and runs over and skateboards out of the place. Never gets hit by lightning because he's a little person.
420!
What's that?
420.
Oh, right. 420. Yes. Yeah.
Do you partake?
Well, which one? Because there's two different 420s. It's pot and Hitler's birthday.
Yeah. Well.
So people, when they say, do you partake, I'm always confused because you look at them sometimes
like
and you
can't
tell.
It looks like one of us partakes in one and the other partakes in the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fucking Hitler's birthday written all over this motherfucker right here.
Guys, keep it going for Ian Bag.
Are you guys enjoying the show so far? Your next comedian coming to the stage, one of my sisters in comedy. I've known her for over a decade. She's a paid regular at the Comedy Store, and I'm so proud of her. She's one of the newest cast members on Saturday Night Live. Please welcome my sister, Punky Johnson, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Punky.
I'm nervous. I don't really be fucking with this improv shit, cause I be telling everybody I need a script. You gotta give me a script. I'll get canceled in a minute. You can't just be asking me questions and then not, just. All right, just give it a fucking. What y'all want to talk about? Shit. Throw it up, huh? Boy, I thought you were saying sucking dick. I was like, what? You gonna start off with sucking dick? You know I don't do that shit. I don't like the thought of nothing in the back of my throat but clit. And then I'd be pissed off because it don't reach that far. God damn it. Now what you said? There you go, enunciate. The subway. One thing I noticed about the subway is you could be yourself. Because ain't nobody paying attention to your ass. The other day on the subway, me and my parents, I don't mean to like toot my own horn or whatever. I'm just gonna tell you what really happened. So I had to do Drew Barrymore the other morning, and they wanted us to do COVID. All right, yeah. And they wanted us to do COVID tests in order for us to enter the show. And I forgot. To do the COVID test before we left the house. So I had to run back inside, grab the COVID test, and me and my parents got on a train and we took the COVID test on a crowded ass train. Nobody paid attention, nobody gave a fuck. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh shit, people gonna be looking at us. People don't give a fuck on the subway. Be yourself on the train. You could take a piss on the train, throw up on the train. You could be fucking on the train. You could expose yourself on the train. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing. Go on a train. I hate to say it, but a woman got raped on the train. The people was like, well. She was just straight up getting handled on the corner of the train. Everybody was like, I'm minding my business. Like, she getting raped, nigga. Like, help this fucking helpless lady. You know what? Don't go on a train. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. The subway. So I could have talked about Subway sandwiches, right? I didn't think about that. I don't know what they're putting in that wheat bread, but I've been spreading like a motherfucker. All right, give me the next
one. Bootleggers in New York.
I know bootleggers ain't got jobs no more. I be wondering what the niggas that used to sell bootleg DVDs, where them niggas at? We got all these streaming services and shit now. We got Hulu and Netflix. Like, what do them niggas do now? You know what I'm saying? They dead, cause they, you know. I feel bad for the bootleggers, cause of all the things that's going on, you know. You could, matter of fact, you could go on the subway and catch a movie. Fuck. All right. I'm ready for more.
Sea urchin stinks.
Huh? Okay, wait. CR16. Motherfucker, what you think? I'm a Marine? What the fuck? That sound like a secret operation that I'm not supposed to know about. What are you talking about? Sea ancient 16? What the, who does nigga think? I'm Olivia Pope? What the fuck? You think this is Scandal? I don't know. What are you talking? Matter of fact, I want to know what you're talking about. Everybody probably want to know what you're talking about. Huh? Motherfucker, I know what you said. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to say what it is. Does anybody know what sea urchin 16 is? What is it?
Sting.
Oh, S-T-I-N-G. Sting? It still sound like a gun or some shit. I don't, like, you ain't breaking it down for me. What is it? Like a sponge or something? What is it? Nigga, you don't even know what it is. You fucking with me. Don't be fucking with me. You gotta know what you talking about for me to know what you talking about. But I appreciate you. He back that knocking down Bud Lights and shit. See what Bud Light do? All right, no. What? Give me more.
Sidekicks.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? I've been drinking, so everything hit my ear a little bit different. Psychics. What I think about psychics? Oh man, I'm the type of person. First of all, I'm scared to know the future. I don't want to know the future. I don't want to know it, cause then I'ma start acting crazy. Like what before the millennial, like when everybody thought the world was gonna be over in 2000. Like I was one of them niggas that was really preparing for that shit. I was putting everything on paperwork, on DVD, on like a disc and shit. I don't like knowing things, because I'm also what you call them, like a hypochondriac. So if I Google anything to know what's going on, I swear to God, I'ma die. Every time I see a mole on my body, I'm like, you know what? My funeral in 2 weeks. I'm that type of person. So I don't like to know the future. I just like to run into it and then act surprised. Ah!
Cancer.
Cancer? You wanna know about cancer? Sometimes I hate these Make-A-Wish kids. I hate them. How about that? I mean, I feel bad for them, I pray for them, but I hate them. Cause like, nigga, you know how long I've been wanting to meet Michael Jordan? You mean to tell me I gotta get a fucking disease to meet this nigga? I be tempted to lie. My kidney failing, Michael. Then he find out I'm lying and shit, and he fucking, I'm like, well, I met you now, Mike, what you gonna do? Michael Jordan is a piece of shit. That motherfucker. No, I love Michael Jordan. I love him so much. He like a good piece of shit, you know? Because y'all saw that video where he was like, if I miss one goal, everybody get a pair of shoes. That motherfucker made 100 goals in a row. None of them fucking cancerous kids got a pair of shoes. He said, fuck your disease, you little six-year-old bitch. He know he could have missed one of them things. Okay, I got the light, so I gotta go. Thank y'all so much. I'ma bring Jeremiah back up.
Keep it going for Punky Johnson. All right, let's see what we can do. Can we get a suggestion? Ghost?
Spammer.
Oh, ghost and what was that over there?
Spammer.
Spammer? Yeah. Yeah, man.
You need Siri, nigga. What you mean spammer? I've never heard of spammer.
Yeah, it's somebody who like does like a lot of comments. It can be negative or like just somebody who like spams your inbox or something with like messages over and over. Is it spammer or scammer?
Sir, what you said? You said spammer or scammer?
Dude, is this a real-life Reddit troll in the corner? Like, what is happening right now?
Spammer, scammer, we're all the same or different. I came out of my mom's basement to come to the show today.
I like him. I like him.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
That's good. That guy won't shoot up a school now. That's nice. That's good.
Shooting up schools. Wow, that's a good one. What? I just be trying to think of what can we do to stop the shootings of schools.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if you put a big ass dike outside, it won't happen.
Wait, well, what is she gonna do?
Kill. She gonna kill and then take your bitch.
The lesbians are like, yeah. This is what we play for. Let's grab another suggestion over here. Vasectomy. I'm on the wait list for a vasectomy right now.
Why? Us lesbians need that sperm. Stop that shit. Mm-mm. Ain't no vasectomies. We come and get every drop.
Do you want kids?
Yes, I have kids now.
You do?
Yes, I have kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all should, yeah, pedigree is expensive. Yes, hell yeah. Yes. My little baby, I got an 18-year-old and I got a 12-year-old. So basically they 196 and 114. I got kids. Y'all know gays got dogs. We ain't got no real fucking two-footed people.
Two-footed people? I've got a son, and he's about 2 feet right now. Yeah.
Well, I meant two-footed, like two.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant like 2 foot tall. I'm like, I got a 2 foot tall son, yeah. Us straights have those 2 foot tall kids.
And I'm so gay. I'm like, oh, you got a Labrador Retriever? Like, I'm so. I mix it up real bad. I'm so dumb.
Let's grab one more suggestion over here.
Stealing guys' girlfriends.
Have you ever stole?
I'm gonna tell you one thing about me. I don't believe in messing around in other people's relationships. If I meet somebody and they're in a relationship, I'd be like, hell nah. Now, I'm a person that is all about transparency. So, if the person go to her man or her girlfriend or whoever and talk to them about it, and they all about it, it's gonna be some filthy loving in that house that night. But transparency is key. Transparency is key.
Why do I feel like you've searched for that on Pornhub before? Lesbian who takes straight guy's girlfriend. And then Punky just shows up.
Yeah, I'm just sitting up there. I'm coming in the building with my strap on.
Guys, give it go for Punky Johnson.
All right, your next comedian coming to the stage. One of my favorite people as a comedian and just as a person. He has a new special out called Dog Belly. He's part of the Legion of Skanks. Please welcome my brother, Big J Okerson, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's Jeremiah. He's on a wait list to get his ball sniffed. He already has kids and now he's getting his ball snipped. That guy loves cream pies, huh? Just pull out and observe your work the rest of your life. Inside, you can't tell you tell how old you are, right? How far your load goes from between her legs. I always believe it's gonna be a face shot, but then it ends up just making it right past bush line. And I look at her and she goes, "You're in your 40s. She'll smear it up for me. Yeah. Yeah, her mom died young. She's a keeper. That's great hair, dude. What's your suggestion? Give me something to talk about. This is what the show is, right? I have to ask. Truck drivers? Are you a truck driver? I do the show a little bit different. I ask you for a suggestion, and then I question why you asked that. Are you a truck driver? This is a lot lizard you met? She sucked your dick through 18 holes, so you got her fucking teeth fixed? Damn, I'm just kidding, but the crowd thinks you're a whore. Wow, be nice. She's sweet. What's up, black dudes? Go ahead, y'all had a suggestion. Why? You're a gay guy? But you love musicals? You might want to revisit if you're a gay guy. What's your favorite musical? Are you realizing you don't know any musicals? Are you having so many run through your head right now? Like, I don't know, South Pacific has a great score, but I love the energy of West Side. I was sort of a phantom guy when I was young. Les Mis. What's your favorite musical? Grease the Musical? Now, the play? The movie? Neither one. That doesn't count. Remember when Rosie O'Donnell was like a 50-year-old Rizzo? This your boyfriend? I mean your musical partner. Sorry. Get two tickets for In the Heights. I'm coming right from work. Did you know this guy loved musicals, or is this him coming out to you?
I was a theater kid, so I...
You were a theater kid? Why? You want to fuck fat chicks with glasses? You're not going to fuck the actresses. You're going to have to get a key grip or a fucking curtain puller. These black guys are judging the hell out of you right now. And it's raining, so they think we all smell like wet dogs. This is your girlfriend? Interracial relationship? What's your suggestion, bro? It's not your girlfriend. You said it like you thought I would know it was a joke. Oh, yeah, totally, idiot. No. She has to move? That's not true. Do you know this guy at all? You came by yourself. You came with two black guys, but they set you with a white dude instead. Do you think the owners of this place are trying to get this guy killed? You could ask her out, but you got to get through these two motherfuckers first. How do you know these two guys?
No, we're together.
Where at? What's that black of a place in Austin? It's like finding a synagogue downtown. It's impossible here. Where do you work?
No, we're just friends.
Nike Town? Don't ask. Don't be racist. If you don't laugh, you're racist. Where do you work at? Oh, shit. Can I make guesses? TSA. Waffle House, 2 a.m. shift. These are all places I want to see black people at.
Why?
Because they guys got style. What's the actual place you work?
The post office.
That wasn't what I was expecting at all. Are you guys mailmen? You work sorting the mail. You don't work at the post office. I'm sorry. She said she worked with you guys. You don't work together at all.
We're
in tech? Nice. What kind? Gigantic dildos? Are you guys models for gigantic vibrators? This guy fucks toothless lot lizards. Look at those worlds colliding, huh? Who'd have thunk it? Couple of black tech dudes sitting next to a fucking hooker murderer? Not you. He's invested in you. He's keeping you. But the rest gotta go. When he comes home with that look in his eye, you know. Her name was Cassie. She was so scared. Some of this crowd started getting emotional about Cassie. She was just trying to get herself through med school. I like getting the crowd emotional over someone who doesn't exist. She's not real, everybody. She had a twin brother who could feel it. He knew she was gone. Is this trucker actually your boyfriend? Married. Shut up, you're so young. How old are you?
29.
29? That's older than I thought you were. Seems appropriate. How old are you, dude? 29 also, and a truck driver. Badass. Does she go with you? Hell yeah. Fucking suck his dick while he's hauling brute. You ever blow him while he's driving? Yeah? Why'd you say it all ashamed? The fuck is White Claw sponsoring this night? Who the fuck's he? Usually girls are more judgmental. They're like, yeah, suck his cock. Suck the shit out of it, bitch. You're by yourself, dude. You need to get yourself a lot, lizard. Just get her some new fucking teeth, dude. Get her new grill. She'll live with you and suck your cock while you drive. I feel like I got my dick sucked when I was driving when I was younger. I feel like I did that, but now, I don't know if they've changed cars. But I couldn't picture a way for my dick to get sucked while I'm driving where my stomach wasn't making her right ear push the horn the entire time. They're gonna know we're coming. Sir, you look like you know some sort of a dancing karate. What do you want to talk about?
Horse girls?
What do you mean by that? Girls who enjoy horses or girls who enjoy horses? Because I've never been to Peru. Do you ever watch a video of a girl fucking a horse? Never. What is this, your mom next to you or something? You don't want to tell her? It's your girlfriend. You don't want her to know. You've never even peeked. You've seen it over there in the recommended section. Dude, they come a lot. Dude, buckle up. I think I'm supposed to bring Jeremiah out. I think I've been up here for 30 minutes. I don't know. I'm stoned. Everybody, how about Jeremiah Watkins coming back out here? Jeremiah.
Big J. Okerson.
Hell yeah, buddy. J. Jeremiah, you always get such a wacky group in here.
Yeah.
This guy's a trucker, and she was a truck stop prostitute. I don't know if it's true, but they're just going with it, which is pretty awesome. Am I a bully?
This guy's way buffer than I thought that he was.
Yeah. He's secretly super muscular. It's quiet, though. He looks like a chubby dude in a sweatshirt. But he's fucking yoked. What are you making up for? A shorter than wider wiener? Dude, I can't believe you're getting a fucking vasectomy. Are you nervous?
No.
They're going to cut the little things in your ball bag.
It'll heal.
It will heal.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say that about your balls. Dude, rub some dirt on it. What, did you get your balls clipped from your dick hole? Fucking walk it off, queer.
Yeah, the doctor was very aggressive with me.
These black people are all in tech. That's right, not landscapers like you guessed backstage, you racist. Remember backstage, you guessed they were all landscapers like a racist? They're making iPhone 15.
Let's grab a suggestion somewhere.
Yeah. What was it?
Cleft palate.
Is it clef or cleft?
Cleft palate. And then a woman goes, ew.
That's not cool. Who's the bitch who said that? How dare you? That's not their choice. That's because their parents were cousins.
Do you know anybody with a cleft palate?
I know people with fixed cleft palates. You know what I mean? Where they got the scar and the forever Billy Idol lip.
Did you just smell something weird? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, why? Why do you think that? Hey, you know, it's a nice day for a white wedding.
I think we did pretty good at Club Palette. Next suggestion.
Yeah.
AI art.
What's that?
AI art.
AI art. That's very popular. Have you?
What is it?
Have you seen different of our friends posting pictures of themselves that have been computer generated of them? That's like animated or making them look cooler, or like more muscular or thinner or smaller noses or.
No. I think that would hurt more. If you go to AI, you're like, fix the things you think are wrong, and then they just make a different person. Well, first of all, let's knock off about those 65 pounds that are unnecessary.
Big J. Ogerson. Moderately weighed Ogerson? AI.
Dadbot Ogerson? Thanks, AI.
Thank you.
Oh, is that a 38 size jeans? What a miracle.
Let's grab one last suggestion over here.
Documentaries.
They know I like documentaries.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, he moved on quick. You know what's funny? I feel like his girl that was with him whispered dingleberries right away.
Yeah.
And he went, what? Documentaries. She went, no, idiot, dingleberries. What? Dingleberries. He came back so fast, he lost his own confidence in documentaries.
That was quick.
Dingleberries, I don't deal with those, dude. I'm an aggressive wiper.
Yeah, wipe till you bleed, right?
Wipe till I bleed. You know what's funny? I swear to God this is true. Notoriously, I know you're making a joke, Jeremiah, but truth be told, when I was younger, I was so worried about anal hygiene for some odd reason. Sometimes I wiped until it bleeds. Because there was no wipes yet. And I used to have a girlfriend who was real dumb. And then I started making friends with people who weren't as dumb. And she would be with us. And it was a dick move of me. I would sort of make fun of her in front of these new people to be like, guys, just so you know, I know she's dumb too. And it was shitty. And we were all at an Olive Garden one day. Had a table full of 8 people, my new 7 friends and my dumb girlfriend. And by the third time I made a joke like, yeah, but this nitwit thinks blah, blah, blah. She waited till there was a lull in conversation, and at her first words of the night, in an Olive Garden, she goes, Jay wipes his ass till it bleeds. And everyone dropped their forks. And the endless breadsticks did find an end. And the bottomless salad did find a bottom that day.
Guys, give it up for Big Jay Oakerson.
Thank you so much. Jeremiah, I love you, buddy.
I love this next comic's energy. He is an Emmy-nominated writer. He's a cast member on Saturday Night Live. Please welcome the great Andrew Dismukes to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Austin, how we doing, everybody? Wow. That's some great energy. Woo! Hell yeah. I'm about to bomb my dick off. This is not my bag.
You can do it.
What's that? We already got a suggestion. You said what?
You said it's not my bag, and I said Austin Powers.
Does Austin Powers say that? All right. Oh. Oh. Maybe that's the direction I'll take it. Maybe. Or I'll get another suggestion.
All right, hell yeah. Austin Powers. You don't have to apologize. What's your favorite Austin Powers movie?
Number one.
Number one? The original, International Man of Mystery. Me, I'm a gold member, man. Y'all like gold member? Y'all like gold member? Beyonce's in gold member. How crazy is that? Could you imagine Beyonce, like, you know, with all her, like, she's like a goddess now. Yeah. But she was in Goldmember. It's crazy. Goldmember also would eat the dead skin off of his neck. Y'all remember that? Yeah, kept it in a box. I'm just going to reference jokes from other movies. How about that? That's safe. All right, let's get another suggestion. Lorne Michaels? Yeah, I'm not going to touch that, G. I'm trying to stay paid, man. I need that check. I got no other opportunities on the horizon.
Abstinence-only sex ed.
What's that? I sense there's a personal story attached to this, because that is such a specific example. Sex ed, abstinence only, and what?
When your school has a daycare for all the teen moms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like you maybe need to change your approach. Seems like it's not working out, huh? Wow. Lorne Michaels. I got something. This isn't about Lorne Michaels, but are y'all fans of Martin Short? Love Martin Short. He's like one of my favorite comedians of all time. And I was recently the victim of like one of the most devastating Martin Short insults ever. He was hosting the show and he came up to me while we were blocking a sketch and he goes, "Andrew, I love you on the show. You remind me of my dear friend, a young Tom Hanks." And I was like, "Oh my God, that's so nice. Thank you so much, Martin Short." And he goes, "Just a totally average man." And I was like, "Thank you, Martin Short. Yes, that's what I want." Martin Short to roast my ass. Which brings us to Canada, says the narrator of my set. And with that, we land in the land of Canada. Are you Canadian?
I'd rather not say.
Oh. Does that mean yes?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You're a long way from Canada, son. Do you think Texans don't like Canadians? I think Texans would like Canadians. I'm Texan. Before I say this next thing, I'm from Texas. Let me get that out there. I I imagine Texans and Canadians would actually get along because we're both people who pretend that we're nice. When in fact, we're huge pieces of shit. Do you like living in Texas? Oh. So you came down here from Canada?
It was a choice, yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of comedy festivals in Canada. Not very, just for laughs, literally what this festival is. The bigger version of this festival is in Canada. And this guy just said there's no good ones in Canada. Somebody revoke his fucking badge. All right, let's get one more suggestion.
Pandas.
What's that?
Pandas.
Pandas. I like pandas. Do you like pandas? You know the thing about how pandas, they like don't have sex, right? You never heard this?
No.
Never mind. I think I just learned I'm a weirdo who knows a fact that really doesn't reflect well on me. No, there's like a thing like pandas in captivity, they like are too lazy to have sex or something, so they have to show them like panda porn to like turn them on. I'd like to have been in the meeting where the first zookeeper was like, I got a solution to our problem. Let's show them fucking panda porn, get them hard, then they'll want to fuck. And then they're like, and how would we make this panda porn? And say, I'm on it. All right, let's get Jeremiah out here.
Keeping over Andrew Dismukes. What do we got? What do we got?
Improv class.
Oh. Improv class.
You take improv?
I did for years. And it's one of, it can be very fun, but the improv class shows are some of the cringiest things I've ever done.
That is true.
In my entire life.
They really just let anybody take them.
You can literally be a lawyer who's just in there with like 20-year-olds, and it's very weird. Like,
wow.
People established in their careers are like, you know what, it'd be crazy.
God. Imagine if you walk into an improv class and your lawyer's there. Horrifying. I've watched this man pretend to eat shit. I'm not going to have him represent me in a court
of law.
He's
representing me? This is crazy. Yeah, at improv class, you do those shows where it's like people that are like behind you while you're performing, and people are just like... just dying laughing, and literally the audience is just like, you guys right now, like... What
it's
is
a
going
bit,
on?
It's very... It's an ego trip, really.
It's
really just five people tricking their friends into coming see them perform.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just holding people hostage. No. Let's get another one.
What do we got over here?
Mommy issues.
How much time you got, brother? Do you have mommy issues?
I mean, I didn't think so, but like the more you think about it, like...
Yeah.
I'm a mama's boy, so there could be issues there.
If you identify yourself as a mama's boy, you've got mommy issues for sure, brother. I mean, I'm mommy's little sweetheart, but I don't think I have... Mommy, I mean, I'm mommy's good little pumpkin, but...
I mean, mommy and I are... The relationship's very good with mother. I mean... Dude, would you say you have more issues with your daddy or your mommy?
Probably daddy.
Yeah.
To quote Austin Powers, daddy wasn't there, right? Bringing it full circle. No, I love my dad, but yeah, I got some daddy issues.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they manifest in any way. We can ask my girlfriend, Allie.
Yeah.
Do my daddy issues manifest in any way?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my girl back there. She got my back.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
SNL after party. High school. Teacher.
Teacher.
Whoa. After the SNL after parties are very boring.
I've been to some SNL after parties, and I'm not on SNL, so they're pretty cool.
There you go.
Maya Rudolph sang Prince one time.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And I was like, all right, this is the hype that everybody's been talking
That's
about.
That's right. Meanwhile, I was in the corner like, fuck this shit. No, that was really cool. That was really cool. Yeah.
One final one. One final one.
Erewhon.
I mean, no. I know.
It's the grocery store.
I literally learned everything I need to know about you from our 3 seconds of interaction.
No, the grocery store. Erewhon.
Erewhon, the grocery store with the juice.
Heard of it?
Yeah, it's one of the douchiest places on earth.
Yeah. Anytime somebody's like, I got this at Erewhon, I'm like, we're not friends anymore. You spend that much money on groceries?
Yeah. Pfft, you spend $30 for 2 nuts?
Yeah. I got drugs to buy, brother. I can't be buying a salad for that. That's my drug money.
I need a different kind of green.
That's what
know,
I'm
man.
Talking about, get baby. Talking about. Yeah. Get
Guys, keep it going for Andrew Dismukes.
There you go.
This has been Stand Up on the Spot. Did we have a good time tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw tonight. Watch this as a series on YouTube. Thank you, Moon Tower. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Creek in the Cave. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. I love you all. Good night.
Before you go, hit that like button and leave a comment. Are you subscribed yet? How about doing it today?